Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Teresa and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we'll be reading from the book of Romans, which is super exciting, chapter 4, beginning with verse 13. And it says, "Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason, it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift, and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us, as it is written, 'I have made you father of many nations.' He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, 'Thus shall your descendants be.' That is why it was credited to him as righteousness." And here we see, as we dive into this passage, one of the first things, you know, that kind of stands out is that this section of Romans is actually titled "The Inheritance Through Faith." And here we have the author, Paul. He's sharing the testimony of Abraham, which is a common story, I would say, is one that we're familiar with, where Abraham is promised this large inheritance that the nations will be his descendants, but he and his wife, Sarah, have not had a son yet. And so there's this interior wrestling between he and the Lord. He's saying, "Okay, God, you know, you've promised me these nations, but I actually don't have a son to begin this descendant, you know, this line." And we see over time that Abraham is patiently waiting. He's praying. You know, there is a time where he wrestles and he actually tries to make it happen on his own, but to no avail. And so throughout this time, we see at the end of the day, he receives Isaac. But when we look at it at face value, it's not actually because of anything that he did. Actually, if it was because of his actions, he may not have received Isaac. But the Lord gives Isaac to Abraham and Sarah because of his fatherly generosity and the promise that he kept, that he gave to him. And though Abraham is challenged and stretched, he believes in this promise, even though, you know, there are different times when it's harder than others. And so that's where we see that Paul says that it's not through the law, it's not through the things that he did that would allow him to inherit the world, but that it depended on his faith, that it may be a gift. And so we see this epitome of God's generosity and fatherly gifting to Abraham when he bestows upon him this son, Isaac, and the descendants of the nations. And we see that this gift that God has given him is actually a promise that's guaranteed to all descendants. And he speaks specifically to the ones that follow the faith of Abraham, not just the law adherers, so that everyone who follows Abraham's faith and example might receive this gift too. And I think through faith, we actually learn to be more obedient. You know, as Catholics, we say that we are both and, we are both faith and works, and that we actually come to know God through faith because we desire to know him. And when we know him and his goodness, then we actually want to serve him better. And so, you know, it's a twofold reality that becomes second instinct to us. And so I think, kind of in wrapping this up, we see this example that Abraham has received this gift. And I believe that the Lord wants to remind us that in our day-to-day, that we don't actually have to earn that which we hope for. And like Abraham, he's inviting us into faith and patient expectation. In a small, kind of like earthly way, this reminds me a little bit of, you know, being a child and like different times after, you know, basketball games, when sometimes we would go out as a family and get ice cream after. And it wasn't always an every time thing, and it wasn't always because we won when we did, but it was usually because, you know, mom or dad just wanted to treat us as kids or give us some small delight and spend time with us. And I think, you know, in a much larger way, when God wants to, you know, give us, he gives us these hopes and these promises and these expectations that, you know, he wants to fill. He invites us into this opportunity to receive from him, because he simply desires first to be with us, to know us, and to see us grow, but then also to give us good that delights us. And so, you know, Abraham was hoping for the nations for a son, whether it's we are in this time hoping for a job or maybe an increase in relationship with a friend or family member or health and healing or the right path to college, you know, whatever circumstance we might find ourselves in, God ultimately knows the plan and wants to give it to us. And it might look different than the timing or the way that we have in mind, but it's still good. And so, Lord, I pray that we would have the patience and courage, like Abraham, to walk in faith and trust of the promises that you have spoken. And so, we conclude this prayer lab, and may you have a blessed day.